Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, ICRA, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish things.
Books.
All the good stuff. With our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mashuda and Fahim, and sometimes some other friends as well.
They are unfortunately not here today.
Yes, we miss them. Aww. But we're here, and we are here in part to talk about books, and in part to talk about the wonderful WGXC and the Testify Pledge Drive.
Mm-hmm.
We, along with our fellow radio producers, are looking to raise funds for the radio station, help keep WGXC on the air. In particular, for this pledge drive, we are focused on securing 100 more sustaining supporters. As of June 1st, we had 152 monthly sustainers who contributed an average of $13.95 every month, providing $2,120 towards our goal of $5,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for others that can join the sustaining supporter team.
Mm-hmm. It's for just 17 cents a day or $5 a month. You can become a WGXC monthly supporter and help sustain Creative Community Radio. Sustaining support would mean you give a specified amount each month to the station, and this predictable little revenue stream sustains us and allows us to concentrate more on radio and less on fundraising.
Yay!
So that we can talk about books more.
Yes! We love talking about books.
It's really easy to become a sustaining supporter. PayPal has a user-friendly portal where you can create your own login and password, which provides you with control over your monthly contribution. And you can give monthly using your credit card as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just cash.
It's true.
So you can help make local radio sustainable and a sustainable resource in Greene and Columbia counties by contributing what you can to form a consistent base of support for the station. You can call 518-697-7400 and tell our volunteer what you would like to become. Or you can go online and contribute at wgxc.org/donate.
Yeah. Sustaining supporters are really wonderful, and we value them so much. And I actually decided to become a sustaining supporter. I was giving every pledge drive, and this was just a nice, easy way to just have a consistent, you know, every month a certain amount is taken out. And I also figured out I give $15 a month. Mm-hmm. And I realized at the time when I made my sustaining donor pledge, I realized I had a latte problem where I was buying a lot of lattes every week. And they're not cheap. They're not as cheap as coffee. And so I was like, you know what? If I just cut out some of those lattes and made a cup of tea instead, or made a cup of coffee instead,
mm-hmm.
I could spare $15 a month. And it would not be a huge hassle for me. So I just get $15 taken out every month that goes to WGXE, which is, in my mind, a great cause. And
that's like a good way to break a bad habit. Yeah. And also, like,
yeah, break donate. Your bad habits. Think of all the things that you spend money on that you could cut back on and just give that money to WGXE instead.
Coffee's all right. But
coffee's great.
Once in a while.
I still get a latte every once in a while, but I used,
just not as often.
Yeah, I was like, this is something I could redirect those funds. Mm-hmm. Sorry, coffee houses. But WGXE is grand, and I'm proud to support WGXE and all of the wonderful radio that is on the airwaves. So yeah, we hope you will join in and become a sustaining donor. But we also are always open to donations. So if you're not sure you're ready to do a monthly commitment, you could also just do a one-time donation of any amount, 17 cents to $17 million.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in there is wonderful and welcome and helps WGXC stay on the air. So you can go to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call in at 518-697-7400 to make your donation with a human being on a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can mail in a donation to WGXC, care of Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13 in Acre, New York, 12405.
Mm-hmm.
And WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm, and donations are tax deductible to the full extent of the law.
Mm-hmm.
So make your pledge and help keep us on the radio and help keep us talking about books instead of how to give us your money. Not that we actually get any money. Amelia and I make no money off the show.
We do it because we like it.
Yeah, we like talking about books. So yeah, so we're going to talk about books for a little bit, but then we'll be back in a little while to remind you about the wonderful pledge drive. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to the podcast, you can pause us and make your phone call or make your payment.
Yeah.
Or, you know, bookmark the website.
You guys have the luxury of saving your spot while you do whatever you need to do.
Yeah. But yeah, so what have you been reading lately, Amelia?
I finished the latest Wings of Fire book, and the next one, I believe, is coming out next month, actually, I think. I don't have to wait as long as I usually do, because I went through this one slow, kind of for that reason, that I didn't want to have to wait several months. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good.
Yeah, and Wings of Fire is by Tui T. Sutherland?
Tui T. Sutherland, yes.
And is a fantasy series with dragon protagonists,
mm-hmm.
hence Wings of Fire.
Yes.
And this was the 12th book, I think?
Yeah, it was the 12th book.
So there's a lot out there, and Amelia's read them all so far.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
The graphic novels, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's also, this is a chapter book series, but there's also graphic novel versions.
Yeah. That I can't wait for
only
the
a couple
third
of
book.
Those, though, right?
Yes, yeah. I can't wait for the third book to come out in graphic novel form, because that's the one with, like, the chameleon-like dragons, and I can only imagine how pretty that's going to be able to see it and illustrated.
That's pretty cool.
That's probably going to be gorgeous. I can't wait. I really love the art in the books, too.
Nice. I have not read any of the Wings of Fire series yet. Oops.
I got my mom to read the first series.
Mm-hmm. The first series or the first book?
The first series.
Oh.
I want her to read the next series. Every so often I bring it up to her and I'm like, hey.
And is it, each series is like 3 or 4 books?
Each series is 5 books.
5, okay.
Each like arc.
Mm-hmm. So you're in series 3 now.
Yes.
That's dedication.
Mm-hmm. And it hasn't like dropped in quality a lot like a lot of other books might have if you like went on that far, like the Warrior Cat books did by Aaron Hunter, who is a collection of people under the name Aaron Hunter.
That's so funny.
And Tui T. Sutherland was actually part of that little Aaron Hunter group,
really?
Too. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it's no wonder why I like her writing so much. Mm-hmm. I knew it was similar to another book with non-human protagonists.
Yeah, I haven't read as many non-human protagonist books for youth, or I guess for adults for that matter either. There's a lot of them, though, and they're very popular, because there's Wings of Fire, there's Hunters, Warrior Cats.
There's also Seekers and Survivors, which is about dogs after humans have gone extinct, which sounds depressing, so I haven't read it. But I hear Seekers is pretty good. It's about bears.
Bears.
I think she came out with a new one about animals in Africa, like elephants and a cheetah and a monkey.
Whoa.
But
oh, and
I don't
spirit
remember.
Animals, too.
Yeah, I don't remember what those are called. Mm. I don't remember what that series is going to be called.
But I love Cat Wings.
Mm-hmm.
You've talked about Fire,
cat.
But...
You've talked about Cat Wings before.
Well, cats with wings. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't.
Awesome. Is there anything else you've been reading? Or
I want to start reading Six of Crows.
Yay.
Because I want to get back into another fantasy book.
Plus, we got to get ready for the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Battle of the books.
That too. And I also finished reading To Kill a Mockingbird in school.
Did it get any better than the last time I talked to you?
I feel like the beginning and the ending were the best, and the middle was just not good.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, at least it had some good moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're watching the movie, which is great. I mean, it's less boring than having to read the book, but Atticus doesn't look at all how I imagined him to look.
Oh, really?
No, he doesn't look... Atticus Finch doesn't look at all like how I imagined him in the story.
I think because I knew about the movie before I read the book, I just always pictured him as the actor from the movie. So that's funny.
I didn't do that. I didn't want to look up any of the actors who played the parts.
Yeah.
I wanted to imagine them for myself.
I've been there. It's funny when you see a movie adaptation and everybody looks totally different than you would have pictured.
Yeah.
Or even that they're described sometimes. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I read a few books recently that I could talk about. The one might be tricky. I have to figure out how to talk about it.
Oh.
So there's 10 by Gretchen McNeil, which I listened to. And that's a YA mystery, thriller, maybe sort of horror. I don't know. It's based on an Agatha Christie novel called And Then There Were None.
Ooh.
Where all these people are invited to an island and then slowly start being killed off. And except, so this one is a bunch of teenagers who go to an exclusive house party on this private island, and then people start to slowly die, and there's like a mysterious tape that they watch that is creepy and has a sinister message saying, vengeance is mine. And there's like a storm outside, and of course there's some time spent being like, wait, the phones don't work. Oh, maybe we can get internet. Nope, that doesn't work either. So there's a little bit of that.
Which, I love those kind of like isolated like murder mysteries where the people have to like solve it themselves, and there's minimal to no like law enforcement or people who are actually authorized to do this kind of stuff. They're like stuck because there's a storm or they can't get a hold of anyone. I just love plots like that because it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mostly liked it. I read the Agatha Christie book back in high school, so a long time ago, and really loved it when I read it back then. And I think having read that gave me a slight spoiler on it, but not entirely. But I had like a slight idea of what might happen.
I watched the movie Murder on the Orient Express, and I knew how it ended because a Doctor Who episode spoiled it for me. A Doctor Who episode where they go back in time and live out an Agatha Christie-style murder mystery with Agatha Christie.
It's such a
good episode. And that, but I once I watched the movie The Murder on the Orient Express, I was like, oh no, I know how this ends because of that episode. Oh well. It's still good.
So this was, I wasn't totally spoiled on the ending, but I had a slight hint about something that might happen. And then my only other kind of complaint about the story was that I felt like there was like a romance mixed into it, and it felt a little bit forced given the circumstances of like people dying all around you.
That's the worst.
Like, I'm kind of like, there's no time for crushes in romance.
I hate it when like in an action movie or a horror movie or like in a monster movie, but horror movies have it the worst when they try to force a romance into a horror movie. It almost never ever goes well, or a horror book or anything in those genres. It almost never goes well.
Yeah.
And it just feels bad.
I just feel like if anyone died around me, anyone, like it doesn't even have to be someone I like or know or care about, I would not be like, oh, hi. How
yeah. Are you? Yeah. It's
like trying to work on my crush.
It's like maintain the mood.
I don't know. So that felt a little forced to me, but it was still fun. It's a fun little mystery. Had a good sense of place. Like I felt very visual or something when I was reading it.
Yeah.
And then I read another creepy one.
Yay.
Which has a great title. And I also listened to this one. It's called Anna Dressed in Blood. Ooh. And it's by Kendara Blake. And it's about a teen named Cass Lowood who has inherited an unusual vocation from his dad, who's no longer with them. He kills the dead. So he and his mom kind of move around a lot, and they find ghosts, basically, that are, you know, still haunting places that are still like somewhat here. Ooh. And then he basically sends them off. Like, he basically kills the dead, if that makes sense. It's a weird...
I think I
get
it.
They're already dead, but he like really kills them.
It's an exorcist style situation.
And so he moves to this new town, and he's learned that there's this ghost that supposedly haunts the town that's called Anna Dressed in Blood.
Oh.
Because she apparently had been going to this dance. It was back in the 1950s, and had this apparently beautiful white dress. And then she was murdered. And when they found her body, she was covered in red blood. So her dress became red.
Ooh.
So that's why it's Anna Dressed in Blood. And so he's new to town, so he's trying to make connections so that he can do sort of his research and figure out stories about this ghost and better be prepared to find them and know how to help them move on. And in the process, he has an encounter with Anna the ghost, and things are not as straightforward as they sometimes are. And I don't want to give too much away, but it's a very interesting story, and it's got some really like dark moments that I'm not used to reading in teen books, but that I don't think crossed a line or anything. But
it's interesting.
Like, oh, that's dark. And yeah, the writing was really good. The characters were great. He makes some interesting friends, as well as some interesting enemies in the story. And Anna's an interesting character as well. So yeah, if you want like a little YA horror that actually has some solid writing and storytelling, it's a good one. And so I listened to that one as well, and I thought it was also a great audiobook. So yeah, Anna Dressed in Blood by Kendara Blake.
You just reminded me, I actually read that poetry book that I talked about a couple days ago.
Oh, creepy poetry?
called How to Make Monsters Out of Girls. And it actually was a novel in a way. Like, all the poems did tell a story. Basically, the main character, who I think is called Monster Girl for most of it, she's the poet, she's the writer. She starts off the whole book talking about how she's writing this to get over someone, to help her move on. And then she goes on about this other character called Monster Boy. And basically the entire book is about an emotionally abusive relationship in poem and her getting over it. And the thing I like about this book is in the end, in the last chapter, she gets over it. She moves on. She leaves him behind. And she has a new and much healthier relationship with someone who understands her trauma. And it was really, really good, and I probably read it in just a few minutes, because with it being a verse novel and it being that short, it was just easy to get through real quick, and it was really good.
Awesome. It was really pretty, too.
It was. It had a gorgeous cover, and it had gorgeous writing, and nice. It was really, really good.
Yay.
But the author's name isn't on it. I can't find it. It has basically three parts called Monster Girl, Monster Boy, and, like, I think Sun Boy, who is like her new partner in the next, and when she's getting over her previous relationship, which was unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually really good and much better than I thought it was going to be.
Very cool. I think the only other book that I read recently that was sort of for the age range of our intended listeners, you know, sort of like teen or tween, or adults that enjoy reading those books, is a comic book called Maneaters. And this was volume one, so it collects four issues of the Maneater series. It's by Chelsea Kane with Kate Nimsik and Leah Miternik. And this one, I believe, is nominated for an Eisner Award this year, which is why I picked it up. Mm-hmm. And basically the premise is that it's a world like ours, except that adolescent girls, around the time that they start menstruating, some of them turn into flesh-eating wildcats.
Oh,
they just
as you do,
maul you.
Just as you do. Yeah. Okay.
And so there's a main character named Maud, who's 12, who is at that period in her life, and her dad's a detective, and I forget what her mom does, but her mom has something to do with like sort of hunting these cats as well.
Oh,
these wild cats that were once young women, and her parents are not together anymore, but they both are connected to these wildcat maulings. So her dad's busy investigating a new series of mauling attacks, and Maud, because she's going through this change in her life, is worried that what if she is the wildcat killer?
Ooh.
And one thing that's I really like about this comic series is that they have a lot of fake advertisements for products that are in use in this different world. So there's things about like shifting hormones to help protect boys and girls from these changes.
Oh, that's interesting. I love when stories like world build like that with this little like subtle. I like that so much.
And then actually issue 4, I believe, in the volume, so it's like the last section of this volume, is a survival handbook called Catfight, A Boy's Guide to Dangerous Cats. And it has a mix of like articles and advertisements. So it's like this funny, weird.
This sounds really interesting. Magazine
about how to survive the wildcat attacks. But yeah, I'm excited to read more from that one.
Yeah.
So that's Maneaters by Chelsea Kane. All right. So we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone will call in and pledge your support to WGXC. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate to pledge your support. And for those listening on Sunday, we'll be back in just a minute to talk some more. But for those listening on Thursday, we hope you have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
And a good week. Happy reading.
Bye.